Hello, friends. Let me welcome you to Hal Radio.
Paige Harley. Great-grandpa Hal lives through her. Paige will talk about his golden angels.
Good afternoon. My name is Amelia Anderson Weaver, and here with me is my husband.
My name is Samuel Weaver, and we are the original, the first golden angels.
Starting with Miss Jane in 2014, and it has truly been an adventure watching her put things together in order to have this tribute for her father, who did such great work, Hal Jackson. We have been to California, to the Grammys, and met some very, very interesting people. We have been interviewed by people, and the show was just so great that to see all of the entertainers, there was Chris Rock, just so many people there, and to really see how they do the Oscars. And in between the time, when the break is there, how everybody gets up and mingles and talk to one another. And then as soon as they say, sets back on, everybody's sitting back down. So that was really, really an experience to really share. Along with going to California, we have gone to New York and performed at the Cotton Club. That was very, very informative and interesting because of the background from which the Cotton Club has. I hope one day they actually will go back into the Cotton Club, even though they have it open, and just really just renew it all over again because it really truly is a legend. When I first met Gene Hawley, I knew of her father from a very, very dear friend of mine who is deceased. His name was Guy Payton. He was a disc jockey at Wook Radio. And he spoke very, very highly of Hal Jackson, starting off being the first sports commentator and then working his way into the radio and bringing so many disc jockeys into the radio. Guy Payton was a disc jockey for WOOK, and he did the gospel session of that. But he told me great things of her father. So it was very interesting in 2014. Now, this was back in 1960. But to join up with Miss Harley later on in life in 2014 really was just a joy and a pleasure. Because her father brought so much newness and understanding so that the disc jockeys, they did not have to go through the wear and tear. Her father reminded me of my father and my parents, the way we came up. My father would take us to Wildwood, New Jersey in the summertime. But he always sheltered us and shielded us from any problems there would be. We never spent the night from any segregation. We never spent the night. He would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and he would take us. We'd go, get there about 9, we'd have a good time all day long. I noticed at about 2 o'clock, he would always go and take a nap. But we didn't ever ask him, well, why can't we spend the night? But because my mother and father made sure that that time was so pleasurable to us, and they wore us out so much, that we weren't worried about spending the night. My father got a nap, came back, bought us some corn on the cob, hot dogs, and went right back up the road. Then my father would take us over to Baltimore in front of the Apollo Theater. And we saw James Brown, Otis Redding, just so many, Lou Rawls, so many people going in there. But they sheltered us so that we did not have to go through what James' father, Hal Jackson, was keeping us from. And that's what he did with his disc jockeys. They learned so much, but they didn't have to go through as many hassles as they would if it had not been for him stepping into that role of having that leadership. And I'm just so grateful to have had Miss Jane in my life right now, and how hard she has really worked to put this together for the Golden Angels. Me and my husband get together and we do a singing act together, Guess Who I Saw Today. And of course, through it, it brings so much laughter for so many people. I began to sing probably at the age of 7 or 8, and I taught myself. My favorite performers were Dionne Warwick, Donna Washington, Ella Fitzgerald, Nancy Wilson. I love Johnny Mathis. And I began to just listen to those artists and begin to fine-tune my voice. And I thank God that it has been passed down to my granddaughter. But I just wanted to thank Miss Jane and her father for introducing us to a new world, to open us up so that we may see the true side of the entertaining world and how powerful and how great we really are as Coppertone people. I know Miss Jane and her father, Hal Jackson, brought 20,000 to 30,000 people to the Apollo Theater. I was just talking to a young lady today, and she was telling me that someone got together with them and had them go up for a busload to go up to the Apollo Theater. And I told her just then, I said, you know, that probably was Miss Jane. Miss Jane Holly. Because that's the way that she would be. She would go from D.C. to New York to North Carolina to wherever they had to go, to pull the people so that our talent could be seen and could be heard. And I'm just very, very thankful in my life to have been able to walk into the footsteps of Howard University and to meet Jane Holly. I'm going to turn this over and let my husband speak a few words of encouragement for Hal Jackson. And Miss Holly, as I always say, love you and keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, I never met Mr. Hal Jackson personally, but through Miss Jane and her great effort and her I can't really express it in words how she's going forth with his legacy. But I feel as though I know him personally, but I never met him personally. If you can understand what I'm saying, he has been a trailblazer for us Coppertone. He's brought to light many, many hidden, many things things that have been hidden from us. And I just want to thank Miss Jane personally for bringing me into her father's legacy. And through this, I hope to be a light to shine for many of us Carbertones, that they would come forth and express themselves and display their many talents. So that's about it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Miss Harley.
All right.
And we're hoping that you will have a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Thank you.
And enjoy the rest of your night. With love, signing off, Amelia
and Sam
Weaver, the Golden Angels.
The first Golden Angels.
Hello, my name is Gina Vandross Martin, and I am one of Hal Jackson's Golden Angels. I was introduced to the program a couple of years ago and was delighted to meet Ms. Jane Jackson Harley. And it's been a pleasant ride from the first time that we got together. She has caused me to rekindle some talent that was birthed in me as a young child. I'm a Vandross. My father and Luther Vandross's father were brothers, and so Luther was my first cousin, so music is in our family's bones. I started singing as a really young child in church. In fact, all of my experience to date really has been in the church, but I've always had a desire to do something else, like Broadway shows or, you know, some of the Lena Horne tunes and those types of things. So being introduced to Ms. Harley has given me an opportunity to think about singing in an arena other than the church. I am married. We have three sons, six grandchildren. So I am in the golden age of life. But it's been a terrific ride. My roots are from South Carolina, and I was a youngster during the height of the civil rights movement. My father was the first black to run for a state senate seat in South Carolina, and in that vein, he has always been one who was a drum major for justice and equal rights, and you know, the one who would help the poor. And I see him as in some of the same light as I see Dr. Hal Jackson. He was a drum major and a forerunner and, you know, one who paved the way for others. And if it had not been for him, there's so many, you know, that would never have had an opportunity to have their voices heard or their talents seen. And so this project that Harley is spearheading is close to my heart, because you know, I see the same type of vision, the same drive, the same motivation, you know, to put our people on a platform, you know, where they can be seen in a light that is more closely related to who we really are, you know, not what television wants everybody to think that we are. And so Dr. Harley has my devoted attention, and I'm willing to help any way that I can. I love that she's showcasing young people and people of all ages, you know, and that she's, you know, bringing our history, you know, to the forefront and honoring her father in a way that he really should be honored. And so, I don't know really what else to tell you. I could tell you that, you know, I started, as I said, singing in the church and hearing my mother sing songs like "Yes, God is Real" and "At the Cross" and all of that, and just hearing her sing around the house, you know, inspired us all. And so as youngsters, we were singing in church and playing instruments in church and doing the Easter programs and all of those things. And as a married woman of 35 years, my husband and I have been in ministry in the church and continued the legacy, so to speak. We've been worship leaders and choir directors and ministers of music and ministers and deacons and all of that. And all of that seemingly has just prepared us for what we're about to do. So I don't think that that was the climax of our life. I think that the best is yet to come. And I can't wait to see what Dr. Holly envisions, you know, for these groups, where she's going to take the Golden Angels. I don't know, but I know the vision is great. And I know she only has to think it in order for it to come to fruition. And I just hope that I have the vigor and the energy to lend myself to the project for as long as we can. Thank you. One of the things I used to hear my mother singing all of the time, and in fact, her favorite song was, "Yes, God is Real." She would just break out in song, "Yes, God is real, real in my soul, real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for he has washed and made me whole. His love for me is like pure gold. Yes, God is real, for I can feel him in my soul." And if nothing else, it gave us a desire to know God and a fervency to live as if we were living in front of him. And I so thank my mother, you know, for a demonstration, you know, of spirituality in front of us. And she's led all of us, all of her children. I'm the eighth of 11, and she's led all of us to know God and his many benefits. And so I can only hope to do that for my children and for my children's children. And just so thankful for the legacy that she and my father have left, one that causes us to not give up when times get hard, one that causes us to hang in there, you know, one that causes us to respect the vows, better or worse, rich or poor, sickness and in health. I learned to endure, you know, hardness as a good soldier, even when my husband got sick. And I've seen him through a transplant and back to health. And so we're just extremely grateful for the legacy. Even back, I'm just reminded now of a childhood memory when I awoke to see a cross burning in our yard because my father was a civil rights activist. He was a type of Martin Luther King. And he, you know, he led voter registration drives, and as I said, he ran for, you know, the first black to run for a state senate seat. And so all of the things, the desegregation of the school system back in 1964, 65, when I was just the first grader, the only black child in the lower elementary school. And so all of the experiences that we've had, you know, that have taught us endurance and stick-to-itiveness and perseverance, you know, and just the idea of not giving up no matter what, you know, it's rooted in our family legacy. And this is what I see in Dr. Jackson's legacy, the same thing, the same fire, the same drive, the same endurance to make something happen. And this is what we have to teach our children so that we can further our goals and become the people that God created us to be. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Golden Angels interview.
Hello, we are the Golden Angels. My name is not as important as what I'm going to talk about, but I graduated from university here in North Carolina. One that some of you may remember, North Carolina Temple University in Durham, North Carolina. I graduated with a bachelor in music performance. I have studied also in Washington at Howard University.
Hello. Hello. My name is Yvonne. I am also a graduate from North Carolina Central University, and I also am not
I wasn't a major in music. I finished in humanities. Talking about the ideas that you have about music, and quite often my sister talks to me about music, the style of music, the type of music that that we are hearing now, and what you say about the.
I'm saying that for me, there is nothing like music in the in our world. Music connects everybody, and everybody connects to music, no matter where you are, all over the world. You can you don't have to have your language in a language built around Italian more to understand understand music and how exactly it is. You don't have to be a major in music. Music is bone level. So this is one of the things, one of the areas that I've always
for the style of music,
I love is a type that is old. Some people say old time music, but I call it your historic music, classic, our classic, classical music. And if I'm referring to the music of Negro spirituals, of blues, that and jazz, of course. One of the things that I remember most is singing around my mother's apron string. She loved to sing and a beautiful voice. So she taught us a lot of spirituals.
She taught us how to appreciate them.
Yeah.
So that's what we, I think what we were talking about was that their lack of appreciation that a lot of young people don't seem to have for those.
Right. I think maybe one of the things that I'd like to see done is a program going through the spirituals and what they meant to the slaves, what they meant to the slaves, and what was actually not a group of people who were slowful and trying not to stand up for their rights. But brave people.
Brave, and the distinction is that a lot of the songs you said that some people misunderstand them because some of them are not very, very sad, but they misunderstand that because of that particular aspect of some of the songs. Some are not slow,
yeah.
Some are very sad. And
I'm going to... maybe I could give an example, and one example that I love of this Negro spiritual is one called I've Been Duped. It was done by this group called the Wings Over Jordan Choir, a beautiful group of Fisk University singers.
Oh, Georgia, Thank you.
She is one of my favorites, and I don't think any proper would be complete without him, without him being in it. A favorite of mine, I think, that I will end with is Mahalia Jackson. This is one that I think maybe you all know, and is old. Way up in Jerusalem, and going to try to get through all the words. Way up,
high up in Jerusalem when I die. Oh, way up.
Listen to some of Hal's wonderful classics.
We'll hear the sound. and settle high on the crest of a thrill. Let's build a stairway to the stars, a lovely, lovely stairway to the stars. It would be heaven to climb to heaven with you.
Wow, time does fly. Here we are at the end of another week of programming. Can you believe that's the end of our show today? We hope HAL Radio has once again brought a ray of sunshine into your day, as well as uplifted your spirits. Be sure to join us again next Saturday, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember to make us your favorite station. Subscribe to us here. And also remember to visit us on the website. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/HAL Radio for even more upliftingly affirmative jewels. And remember to tell a friend or two that HAL Radio is the place for all things uplifting and positive.